Orioles right-hander Steve Johnson will join us in studio coming up here. He pitched today in Dunedin, Florida. We'll talk to him about his start, his spring, last season, this coming season. That's coming up. Also, Nick Markakis and Dylan Bundy on their respective injuries. That's still to come on the show. My conversations with Orioles right-handed hitter, very interesting. It had a home run today, two home runs on Sunday. Connor Jackson, very compelling story. And Matt Wieters, also to come on the program tonight. We'll also have on at 8 o'clock a writer from Baseball Perspective who does his annual baseball predictions for all the stats and standings. We'll see if he's right, and we'll get his predictions and then keep track of them throughout the year. That's coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. But right now, earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with Orioles relief pitching ace, truly one of the best in the game, Darren O'Day.
So, Darren, you get the contract extension, the long-term deal. Does that make life different for you after all these years in baseball to have that type of security?
It's a meaningful commitment by the team, and I'm excited about it. But I still think you kind of have to maintain that edge. You know, I spent all these years, you know, fighting to stay in the league and be successful, and I'm going to take that same approach because, you want to earn the money that you're paid. So, and you want to help the team that you're a part of. So, you know, that's my goal this year is to stay hungry.
It's pretty interesting in this camp. There are a lot of guys who are coming from the side or learning to adapt that way. And a lot of them have told me, like Adam Russell, that they're asking you a lot of questions. What can you help at this point? Is there anything comparable in your story to what could help them?
I think some of the stuff I can help a little bit just because of the mistakes I made learning it. Both him and Hendrickson are a little bit different than me in certain aspects, but open dialogue and communication is always a good thing. And at this point, for both of them, it's kind of if they can do it and be consistent and throw strikes, and they both seem to have a pretty good handle on it.
Darren O'Day with us here on WBAL. And for you, Darren, last year you were just so dominant, but what's really interesting is people maybe from Baltimore, and they saw you, and they're saying, who's Darren O'Day, middle reliever making the team and pitching well, but actually your ERA was even a touch higher than it's been in some other years, and it last year was, in the 2.2s, so that just shows how dominant you've been in your big league career.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I was excited to become a part of the Orioles organization. Thought it was a great opportunity to be here, and I think some of that success is due to Rick Adair and Buck Showalter. They both, they put me in situations to succeed. And, it might have been a little higher than years past. But,
just a touch.
I pitched a lot more innings, and I got to face, a lot more batters. So I thought last year was my personally best full year and the best bullpen I've been a part of since I've been in the major leagues.
I was going to ask that. Was it the best bullpen you've ever been a part of, start to finish?
Yeah, it was. My rookie year, I came up with a bullpen in Anaheim of K-Rod, Scott Shields, Darren Oliver, Justin Spire.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. It was a little different in terms of what was asked of it. We only carried six guys in the bullpen. Normally you carry seven because our starting rotation was so good. So when you factor in all the extra inning games we played and all the extra innings we had to pick up with this team, this bullpen last year, I think top to bottom it was probably a better and more successful bullpen.
Very rare you see this in the major leagues, but the bullpen this year probably can be almost identical as far as bodies. Probably five of the seven, six of the seven locked up right now. Maybe there's a spot or two that are up for grabs and how they decide to work the rotation and how does that factor into the bullpen. But can this year's bullpen be as good?
Yeah, I think it can be better, actually. The second half last year, first half was starting rotation struggled a little bit, inconsistency, and then the second half they kind of locked it in, and I think that the bullpen got better in the second half in terms of roles assigned and figuring out what we had to do. And I think if we get that consistency the full year out of the starting rotation, I think that's only going to make our job easier and keep us fresher.
Now let's get to some important stuff. I don't know if everyone knows this, but your wife may be more famous than you are. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, she's pretty good at what she does.
Well, why don't you tell people?
Yeah, she works for Fox News, the national news channel, and she just got transferred from Atlanta to Washington, D.C., and so she'll be doing the biggest, the morning story of the day from D.C., the early morning shift.
Did she ask for that transfer based on where you're out of right now?
Yeah, she's worked in Atlanta for 3 years, and she, obviously I'm in Baltimore half the year, and she wanted to be up there near me. So she, it all seemed to work out, and she'll be working up there in the center of the news world.
I can attest to this. The broadcast world, or the life of a broadcaster, can be kind of tough. Does that make what you do, which is a very awkward, bizarre schedule, is that hard to deal with?
Yeah, certainly. It's been a challenge. You know, we've been dealing with it for 10 years now. It's tough. Yeah, we both travel quite a bit, more than the average person. But, you know, it's a testament to her and her strength that you know, she's able to put up with me and all the traveling I do. And we make it work the best we can.
All right, before I let you go, Darren, a couple of big things. You've been in Baltimore for a year now. Favorite restaurants, favorite places to go?
Favorite restaurant overall is probably Abbey Burger in Fed Hill.
Good call.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked away, and you can eat there for 2 weeks straight and never eat the same thing.
That actually is true.
Yeah.
If you want to go with bison one day or venison, whatever.
Yeah, it rattles my cage because I don't know what the heck to order. So I have to ask the waiter to order for me most times.
So Abbey is number one. What about here in Sarasota? I actually think it's a deep restaurant area.
Yeah, I do. You know, we had a nice dinner the other night on Jim Johnson's wallet at Hyde Park. So that made me enjoy that even more. My wife and I love to go to Bonefish Grill because in college we would go there every Thursday.
Is she a Gator?
She's a Gator. Yeah, and so in college we couldn't afford much, and Bonefish was like our nicest restaurant we can go to. So we went, every week. So you know, we love that place. And,
that's big down here.
Anywhere Jim Johnson wants to pay for me and take me to dinner, I love it.
Final question. Is this Gator country right here? Is there any ambiguity? Is this Seminole area? What are we in?
Yeah, I haven't seen a Seminole flag since I've been here. On my street, I've seen 3 or 4 Gator flags, and my next-door neighbor's Gator. Everybody's a Gator, so I don't think there's any question who runs it down here.
Darren O'Day, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
That's Darren O'Day. One of my favorite guys on the team, just a dominant right-hander coming from the side. So dominant down the stretch last year and into the postseason. His wife is Elizabeth Prahn from the Fox News Channel nationally on television, and their schedules are tough, but she does try and catch up with the team as much as possible, but she's now going to be out of their D.C. bureau. So kind of interesting there, and just a fun story to hear from Darren O'Day, who has a wife who is probably far more famous than he is. That's a rare combination. And Darren O'Day, as you heard me refer to, is she a Gator? They both went to the University of Florida, not too far from here. A lot of the people here, of course, go to the big state school. And Darren was a very good closer for the Gators. Actually cut from the team as a freshman because he didn't throw hard enough. And in a beer league back home, learned to pitch sidearm. And now he's a multi-million-dollar, multi-year guy for the Baltimore Orioles. Pretty incredible story. Steve Johnson will join us coming up later on in the show here in Studio 208. We'll hear from Nick Markakis and Dylan Bundy on their injuries when we come back here on Sportsline.